Slavic and Balkan culture and music is set to be celebrated in Wellington in a couple of weeks in the first ever Pan-Slavic event that unites people of Eastern Europe and the Balkans. There'll be foods and workshops and bands and then a dance party when the sun goes down. And to tell us more and share some music from the region, we have Slavfest Educational Charitable Trust's David Weinstein on the line. Hi there, David.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, you must be feeling excited about this.
Yeah, I am. You know, this is a troubling time for people whose heritage is from Eastern Europe, as you can imagine. And, you know, there are quite a few Eastern communities, the Polish, the Bulgarians, Ukrainian, and they've been here for a long time. And in Europe, everybody lived together quite well for quite a long time. And there's a lot of commonalities in their culture and their music and their dance. So we thought this would be a good way of, you know, being really positive and celebrating, bringing together and unifying the cultures.
Yeah, so the idea is that while you're here in New Zealand, any differences between various cultures or countries, historic or contemporary, are put aside and you celebrate what you have in common.
That's right. It's a totally non-political event and, you know, people's costumes are similar, some of the languages, the Cyrillic alphabets, and then, you know, as the music is quite similar too, because, you know, you have in Balkan Slavic music the similar rhythmic styles. They all come from a folk origin. There's a lot of story songs, and, you know, so they all come from a similar tradition.
Quickly, what's your connection to the area?
All of four of my grandparents are from Eastern Europe. They're Ashkenazi Jews, and so from what's now Belarus, from Lithuania, and from the Ukraine. And the music of that culture is klezmer music, and I'm in a klezmer band here.
Ah.
And so myself, and we've got on the trust an Armenian Russian, we've got a Bulgarian, and, you know, so there's more in common than there is different.
Can you play us a bit of that music?
Sorry, yes. I've picked out a couple of songs that kind of demonstrate some of the features of Balkan Slavic music. The first one is a klezmer Rebbe's song called Lebedek and Freilich, which means lively and gay, and it follows what's known as a kochek rhythm, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2, and you'll hear that when it plays.
Here it comes. Oh, yeah, I'm moving in the studio, David. Hard not to dance to that, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a dance party coming up. There's another band called Niko Nesna, who's a killer Balkan band.
Yeah.
They've got a big brass sound, and that's a particular feature of Balkan music. And so there's a song I selected called Opa Kupa, which is a traditional song, a Roma Serbian song about... a lot of these songs are about a guy wanting a girl, but she's not paying attention to him, or they won't dance together, you know.
Let's have a listen. Oh, yeah, I'm in the mood for this, David. What are the details for people wanting to come along and check it out in person?
Yeah, it's in Newtown on the 18th, which is a Saturday. During the daytime, it's a free festival, and just come along. There'll be stalls and food and displays. At nighttime, there's the concert party with three bands, Klezmer Rebs, Balkanistas, and Niko Nesna, and you can get your tickets through Event Finder and just look up Slavfest.
Love it. Nice to talk to you today. What are we going to play to take us out, please?
This is a quite a different one. It's a lovely slow song by the Balkanistas called Edelazi. It's about the return of spring.
Wonderful. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.